1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. See those up at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Gene.
I'm a little slow tonight. It's because I think I got me the H1N1 flu, and if you read tomorrow about 20,000 dead in Tennessee, it's all my fault.
Okay, Gene, we'll keep that in mind.
No, I called about China because we're going to be going to China here again. And
okay.
This little story will fit real good with that ticket nightmare that girl had.
Okay.
This uncle of my wife, he decides that he doesn't want to follow the rules in China. Of course, you know that the rules are only one child per family.
Mm.
And if you break those rules, they don't do what people over here think they do. They don't haul your child out, your wife off to an abortion clinic and force her to get an abortion. They basically hit you with fines and penalties, similar to that parking ticket.
So a child tax, basically.
Basically, yeah. And also they take away the health care of the children, so they grow up without health care. So they do it economically. They don't physically force people to, they don't pull fingernails out or anything like that. But here's what happened to her uncle, who is a farmer. You know, he just has, they grow a couple of pigs per year, and they grow their crops, and they just build their own home without building permits, by the way. And so they live on their land and do what they want to do, basically, and have as many children as they want. But if the local government officials there say, no, you can't do that. You've had too many children. And he wound up with, I believe it was 4 daughters and 1 son.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did at the end was they levied a fine against him. He didn't have any money to pay because he's just a poor peasant farmer. So they wind up, the city elders there came in and stole his couch from him and took his couch away in exchange for his fine. So for a while they sat on boxes, and of course now they have another couch. But if they really wanted to hurt these people, they could have taken their pigs and taken their crops and basically destroyed them. But they didn't do that. They just decided. And there's a lot of leeway over there because it's the city elders, the local elders, that would levy a fine and punish people rather than the central Beijing government. It's not so central as we imagine. You know, the central government writes the rules, but the local governments enforce them, and they have a lot of leeway in what they do.
Well, the very fact that they will enforce them is bizarre, that they would even enforce that. I mean, but they will.
Yeah, they will. And it's because governments are nothing more than mafia organizations,
yes.
And the mafia organizations will do whatever they want to. It's just that it seems like the mafia organizations in China may not be quite as cruel and ruthless as we think.
No, you're right. I mean, you're just comparing, and you're right, comparing your story to the story of Meg out in Portland. It's like night and day. I mean, you lose a couch over violating one of the rules about how many kids you can have versus a $4,700 fine that had accumulated over a parking ticket.
I used to live for many years in the Socialist Republic of Oregon, and I know what it's like over there. It's pretty bad. They are very liberal, very left-leaning, and they love their rules and regulations.
Well,
and
now, wait a minute, Gene. That's not to say that a bunch of law and order right-leaning conservatives wouldn't also enforce those same rules in the same way.
That's true. But you were saying earlier something about ignorance of the law not being any excuse. But actually, one of the tenets of law is that ignorance of the law is an excuse. So they've brainwashed everybody into thinking that ignorance of the law is not an excuse. But
well,
you
try
have to
telling
prove
that to the judge, Gene.
Well, in most cases, you have to prove intent if you really go to court. And intent, of course, is ignorance of the law. If you didn't know the law, you didn't have an intent to break it. So it certainly is an excuse, and people need to realize that that is
Fair
a legitimate
enough.
Excuse.
Good point. Any other thoughts, Gene?
Well, I'm going to be heading over there, I think, in about 6 weeks, so maybe I'll give you a call there, or if you want me to look for anything in specific over there, I will do that.
Oh, it's always interesting just hearing your observations of what's happening over there. I mean, it's a place where China is a place where it seems the marketplace is on the rise, whereas here it seems the state is on the rise. It seems that that China is experiencing an increase in freedoms while the United States is experiencing an increase in tyranny.
One thing I'd recommend.
From my outsider's perspective, based on some of the things you've said and some of the stories we've read over the years.
One thing I'd recommend for people who are interested is to just go to Google Earth and pick a city in China and zoom in on it and look at the way those cities are built. They're gigantic. They're huge. The buildings are they're not like here. They are all high-rise, basically. They have millions of people in a very small area, and they have taxi cabs, and they have buses, and they have private cars on the roads. It's very much like here. So you can see that from Google Earth, and I even did that to North Korea. I went and looked through North Korea because we always hear what a horrible place that is, and I believe it is a horrible place.
Yeah, there's not much there. They don't even have lights at nighttime.
Yeah, but they do have very large cities over there. I don't really know what it's like in those cities, of course. There was
the highest infant mortality rate on the planet.
Yeah. Yes, and they did have an American journalist who did go in there and write some stuff. But it's interesting because
certainly
in North Korea, I'm sure that people get away with some stuff that maybe they wouldn't get away with here.
No doubt. Gene, thanks for the call as always. Good luck with your trip. Hope to hear from you again. 800-259-9231. Always interesting to hear the perspective from people who have the ability and the time to travel the world as Gene does, and anybody else that's anywhere around the world at this time, living in other countries, always interesting to get the perspective from outside of the United States, because otherwise you could be a little too insulated. 1-800-259-9231 to Jesse, who is in Oregon. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello there.
Hey, Jesse, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask you about gentrification and eminent domain, and I actually have a local issue going on here that I was debating with someone, and when I started thinking more and more about it, I thought that I should call you guys and ask what you basically thought about it.
Okay, what do you mean specifically?
Okay, so here's how it goes. There is an Eagles Lodge down here, and I live in Salem, Oregon, mm-hmm. and there's an Eagles Lodge here, and the city government had basically, they didn't actually serve any sort of papers that say we're taking over your place by eminent domain, but they basically threatened to do it, so they moved, you know.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, and then it happens to be in this area, which is becoming, you know, kind of hip, and there's bars with live music and a independent movie theater and an art gallery and coffee shops. And
sounds lovely.
They're all starting to just pop up in there.
A lot of people renting.
What's that now?
A lot of people renting.
Yes, a lot of people renting. And they just put in some rent-controlled apartments for single mothers, which sounds great, but
rent
property taxes subsidize that.
Yeah.
And people, when I try to explain to them what's happening, are meeting me with quite the opposition.
Yeah, you're a bad person. I mean, no doubt about it. That's all they can think of. So what, you want to see single mothers living on the streets? I mean, that's all they can think.
Yes.
Wait. Okay, I'm a little confused. You're saying what's happening is that they kicked the Eagles Lodge out?
Yes.
Is that the issue?
I'm just kind of giving you a picture of what's going on here.
So the Eagles Lodge building is now empty, or what happened there?
It's probably going to be demolished, and, you know, it will be nice apartments for really cheap, you know.
Okay, so you're saying that the Eagles Lodge has been kicked out and that you've been telling people that this is a bad thing and they're saying, no, it's not?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, and so I just wanted to know, maybe perhaps a talking point on explaining how a threat of eminent domain is violence. I can't put these things into words.
It's an excellent question. If you decide that you don't want to sell your house at the arbitrary price the government people decide they're going to offer you for your piece of property when they want to steal it from you, then they're going to take it anyway, as they did with the folks out in New London. We can bring it back here in a moment. And Mark, if you've got any suggestions, we'd love to hear those. Plus, if you've got any suggestions as to how to handle the eminent domain topic when it comes up, 1-800-259-9231. As you know, eminent domain is the ability of the government people to go in and essentially say, yep, okay. We've decided we're going to take this property, and we'll offer you X for it. And if you don't want X, we're going to take it from you anyway. 800-259-9231. Seems pretty clear to be violence to me.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Number brought to you by Sickle CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And as always, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. So enjoy those, including updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we bring back Jesse on the line in Oregon, Jesse having some conversations with people as the town that you live in or the area you live has recently been engaging in eminent domain, which of course is the government's ability to steal property from people. And of course, they would never call it stealing. We're making a market offer for their value of their property to them.
Well, of course, they decide what the market value is. That's their decision.
Right. It's an offer you can't refuse also. Because if you say no to the offer, they take your property anyway. So it's just amazing. And you've been running up against some opposition, Jesse. Are you with us there still?
Yes, still here.
And you're asking for some, I guess, some suggestions as to how to handle this particular topic. I mean, looking at it from the perspective of a property owner, it seems pretty clear that this is stealing. I mean, what are some of the things that you've been, what are some of the objections you've been hearing from people?
You know, just that,
stealing's necessary.
Had a brain fart right now.
They have to, you have to take these things, otherwise society would crumble, that kind of thing.
Because the artists need a place of their own. A place to call their own. Where,
well, of course the artists need
no
a place
Starbucks
of their own.
Or
sure.
McDonald's.
That's important for the artists to have that, and the artists should buy that. The people from the Lions Club shouldn't be, for the Eagles Club or the BPOE or whatever it is, shouldn't be forced to give up their little clubhouse in order for the artists to be able to come there. I mean, the artists, just think, could make an offer on some vacant place somewhere and have their own studios. Of course, the artists can't get together, and really, I guess that's the artist's fault, not the people at the Elks Club, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah, but then the city is paying developers to demolish other places and build cheap housing and to, you know, build storefronts for, you know, this, I don't know. I mean, it sounds creepy to say liberal agenda, but...
It's a liberal agenda, but there's conservative agendas out there, too, so it doesn't really matter which one of the tribes is in control of the government. They're going to, you know, they're going to start screwing people one way or the other.
Right. The
question
conservatives
is,
might...
that you should ask them is, hey, what if they decided the artists needed your house?
Yep.
And they decided that your house was worth 75% of what you think it's worth. I'm not. Maybe you're wrong, maybe they're right, but who knows how much it's worth. What if they decide that it's worth 75% of what you think your house is worth?
That's that should work perfectly.
Well, always try to make it personal. I mean, when it comes down to these issues, if you're trying to get someone to see the theft, if you're trying to get someone to see the violence, to get them to see the gun in the room, so to speak, it seems to be that one of the most effective ways is to not say, well, don't you feel bad for the Elks Club guys? No. What if it was you? What if it was your building? What if it was your house? What if it was your business that they were coming after? And would them saying, well, it's eminent domain, make it any less stealing your home? Would it be any less of a violent process just because they've written down words on paper that say, well, we can do this. We can take people's homes and call it eminent domain, and then it's not stealing. Would anybody who was in that position being given some sort of a ludicrous offer, even if it was an on-par offer? What if you didn't want to sell your house? What if it was like in the New London case, where your house had gone back for generations in your family? It had always been in your family, and your family had always stayed in that house. Would it, you just easily just give that up just because some government people come in with an offer? And it's not, again, I don't even know why I use the term offer. It's not an offer. It's a demand.
It's a demand.
Right.
It's a threat.
It's a demand. You will do this or else.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
Right. You either take our offer up front or you take what we give you in the, you know, the kick in the butt out the door. It's one or the other. Good luck with your conversations. I thank you for the call.
I just want to say one
yes,
more
sir?
Thing. Gene, the Christian anarchist, had mentioned that he called Oregon the Socialist Republic of Oregon.
He did.
And I was just going to say that's really only applicable to the major urban areas. I mean, really, it's just a couple blue cities and a red state.
Yeah, that's true. It's an appropriate observation.
Some darn big blue cities in a pretty sparsely populated red state.
I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if once you've explained to somebody, if you've got somebody who you're talking to about eminent domain and you ask them, well, what if it was you?
well, it's eminent domain, and I guess I'd have to just go along with it.
Yeah.
And if you explain it to them and you show them the gun in the room and they still say, well, we need a room for those artists, or they still have their excuses, or they still say, oh, I would have no problem with that. It's the right thing to do for society, or whatever, move on.
Yeah, there's
find
not much
somebody else
do.
To talk
there's
to.
There's not much you can do with somebody who thinks that it's, well, it's just a great idea for the government to take away those old guys at
yes.
the Elks Club's clubhouse. God knows they're not doing anything with it, sitting around and smoking. And drinking and probably playing some cards. Screw them. The artists need a place.
Well,
the old people can.
Place.
Well, we've got old places for old people. They can go sit at the mall in the air conditioning, and if they get too crazy, we'll put them in the nursing home.
But even if you do nail them down on it being their property, and they still say, well, you know, it's okay. I'll just take the offer, and this is what I have. This is the price I have to pay for living in society, is that I don't own any of my things, that I only own them to the extent that the government doesn't need them. That whatever the government says, I will do. If they say I can't live here anymore in this house that I've lived in for 60 years.
Sieg Heil, baby.
Yep, I'll just do whatever it is they say. Put me up in a welfare home. I don't care. I am the tool of the state.
Anything for the matter land.
Yeah. If you've got somebody who is just saying, sure, eminent domain's a great idea. Are you sure? I see the gun in the room and I have no problem using it. You are talking to the wrong person. They are not a prospect for liberty. Maybe someday they might be. Maybe someday they'll certainly feel the pain of the government's regulations and taxes and its absurd, ludicrous rules. But it doesn't seem like they're anywhere close to that at this point in time. So I would say find a new prospect. There are a lot of fish in the sea, a lot of people out there that are ripe for this message that are just waiting to hear from somebody like you.
And when you get frustrated with trying to convert these people one at a time, drip by drip, drab by drab in the town that you're in.
Yeah.
Consider the Free State Project. We got sick of it.
And here we are.
It's a battle you simply can't win out there.
Well, you won't be up against opposition. It's not like you won't be up against opposition here in New Hampshire. There are people that are very upset about the Free Staters coming in here, and they want to do everything they can.
That's why they're upset.
You're right about that, because if the Free Staters, if the Liberty Activists that were moving to New Hampshire, and also the Liberty Activists that are already here in New Hampshire, if they weren't a threat to the status quo, then they would still be at the laughing at you phase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gandhi, I think it was first they laugh at you, and then
first they ignore you, then they,
oh, they
fight
ignore
you.
Then they,
first they ignore you, then they laugh
they
at you,
you,
then they fight,
fight
you,
you,
then
you win. So if you really weren't a threat, they would be at the ignore phase, and they wouldn't be writing the 10 ways to stop the Free State Project or whatever the list is. Mark, do you have that with
you? I'm right here, ready to rock and roll. It's a 10-step plan, as though there are others, to defeat the agenda of the Free Staters.
Okay, so the agenda of the Free Staters. Okay,
are we using names here?
Of the people that wrote this article?
Yeah.
Sure, they put their names on it, didn't they?
They did.
They ought to be proud of it then.
Okay, great.
I should point out that I called these folks that wrote this article and I invited them. Actually, I sent them an email first. And then a week and a half later, I called them for a follow-up. And I invited them to come on the show and talk about this, try to build some bridges and open up some lines of communication. They never called back.
No. I like to sue people.
Well, yeah, we'll read what they have to say here in moments, and you can call in about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate a business over there. You can create a will or a living trust. You can even register a trademark. It's empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com. Code FTL.
So the Free State Project is really stirring things up here in New Hampshire, at least in the case of a certain couple of implants, people that have moved here like we have, Mark. We've moved here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. Unfortunately, they have not gotten active for liberty. They've gotten active for tyranny and the oppression of the state. These are people that moved from the state of New York here to New Hampshire to bring their statist ways with them.
It's really funny. You know, so many people move to this state for whatever reason. One would assume that they like the state, right?
It's pretty.
It is a beautiful state.
Yeah.
And then they come from whatever big government state that they're in.
Massachusetts,
in this
York.
Case, it's Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
And then they want to replicate the things that they enjoyed so much about Long Island.
You mean the government tyranny?
The tyranny.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that they liked, and they want to replicate it here. Hey, if you liked the way the government was in Long Island, why aren't you still there? Well, the answer is they didn't like the way the government was. They imagined that they could control it. And this is really what it's all about. They create a monster, and then the monster takes over.
Well, they're more likely to get in charge here in New Hampshire than they are in Long Island, where there's going to be a lot of competition for those government agencies, whereas here in New Hampshire, you know, there's still a kind of a live-free-or-die mentality to some extent amongst the population, and then, of course, plenty of apathy, as there is in a lot of
and
places.
Small towns.
Small towns. So some big city activists can easily get in and do something.
And this is what I call the big state project.
Yeah.
These people come from, you know, we're the Free State Project. They come from the Big State Project, and it's right. They, whether they come from New York or Massachusetts or Connecticut, there's so many of them, and they're all in the government. It's very interesting
that they
gravitate right towards it. So this is a letter.
But it's bad what we're doing. It's bad what we're doing.
Well,
we're moving in for freedom, and that's bad.
Listen to the vilification that goes on in here.
This is a letter, by the way. This is a typed letter, from what I understand, that was sent out in the mail to a number of people in the town in which you live, Mark.
Well,
that's where these people live.
This one, the 10-step plan went to the town government and a many other town governments.
Oh, that's true.
So this one, as you know,
it was not emailed, was it? I think it was a letter sent, and somebody received that letter and transcribed it to the internet.
I believe that there was an internet version also.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
Got it.
Dear town officials, as you know, the Free Staters have now moved into at least 17 towns in New Hampshire, which, you know, inaccuracy number one, ting. You know,
they've moved into far more than that?
Far more than that. They're in far more than 17 towns, yours being one of them. Only now is their extremist agenda receiving the scrutiny that it deserves. The following is a draft plan I have developed for the town that I live in. I felt I should share it with other towns
as well.
That
doesn't mean the town has adopted the plan or anything like that.
No, these are just two crackpots, honestly, because the town has no intention. I mean, they're suing the town because the guy was kicked off of the Conservation Commission. Why? Because they want their little fingers in everybody else's business.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman's name, he's...
We know what's best.
Sincerely, Russ Martins.
Russ and Pam. By the way, Pam Martins, his wife, was the author of a couple of Counterpunch articles. Counterpunch is a website and a magazine, or a newsletter, whatever you want to call it. And
Paid newsletter.
And so they have an online version, and she wrote two articles basically trashing, one for the paid newsletter and one for the online version, trashing the Free State Project.
And fine if she stuck to the facts, but and I guess it's better that she goes after the cannibalism angle. That's really awesome that, the Free Staters are here to eat your children.
Right, and have incest.
That makes sense.
Incest and cannibalism, that's why we're here.
Yeah. A 10-step plan to defeat the agenda of the Free Staters.
In other words,
there's a preface here. The agenda of the Free Staters is not to bring more liberty, more freedom, and smaller government to New Hampshire.
No.
Those are simply the talking points to mask the real agenda. To eliminate all tax-funded social programs, public education, Social Security, Medicare, etc. Now, hold on.
Baby.
Before we go on.
I'm actually all for that.
Social Security and Medicare. Now, exactly how are we going to eliminate those on a state level? And on a town level?
But we could secede from the United States, and that would effectively eliminate
those
programs.
But this is to the town government people. Okay, this is a letter written to town
sensational.
Government.
It's sensational.
It doesn't matter. What is the what am I going to do on a town government level to stop public education, Social Security, or Medicare?
They're just saying that these Free Staters are dangerous to the status quo of the government system that we have, and they need to be stopped.
I understand, it's stupid. I mean, this has nothing to do with it. And let the free market run unfettered by eliminating zoning and planning ordinances, building inspectors, and safety and environmental laws. Okay, in the town I live in, there are no environmental laws, there are no safety laws, there are no building inspectors. There's a guy who I guess, you know, starts and stops your project, but not really a building inspector. And I guess planning and zoning ordinances, they have those.
Yeah, but we would like
to
overturn all the.
Yep,
I think most free. I think I can't speak for them all. I think, but though, as a Free Stater, as somebody who signed the Statement of Intent, which just does say, I believe the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property, and that's the maximum role. Which, of course, the minimum role would be my true beliefs, which are no government, no authoritarian state, whatsoever. But I would say that's all fairly accurate as far as what most liberty-minded people want.
At least what you and I want. Let's not speak for most of them. I don't know.
It of course leaves out the fact that we would like people that need to be taken care of as far as their medical benefits, or as far as, you know, helping the poor and helping the indigent and things like that. We would like that all to be handled by charities and people that actually care, as opposed to faceless government bureaucrats cutting checks. So it leaves all that out. It's the typical paint job of libertarians hate to take care of people. Libertarians are not charitable. They just want to destroy all of the wonderful things we have in society.
You think we're going to get through number 10 here?
No way in hell.
No. Okay, we haven't even got to number one.
Well, we still have two callers. I actually have two callers on the line. So let's get to number one, and we'll continue the rest of them after.
No, we've got a ways to go to get to number one.
Oh, crap. All right. Well,
the true agenda is carefully mapped out in the words of the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, whose research is funded by a front group of large corporations.
Jason Mephistopheles Sorens.
The Mercatus Center. Okay, because Jason Soren has received some money, some funding from some not-for-profits, large corporations is not exactly right.
He's an academic by trade. That's what they do. They go and they seek funding.
Yeah.
Right.
Once we've taken over the state government, this is quote marks, we can slash the local and state budgets, which make up a sizable portion of the tax and regulatory burden we face every day. Furthermore, we can eliminate substantial federal interference by refusing to take highway funds and the strings attached to them.
Sweet.
Once we've accomplished these things, we can bargain with the national government over reducing the role of the national government in our state. We can use the threat
of secession
as leverage to do this.
Forget all the bargaining.
The Free State, continuing with the quotes from Jason Soren. Yeah. The Free State Project is related to market-preserving federalism in two different ways. First, New Hampshire is poised to benefit if the United States returns to a true model of market-preserving federalism. The one example is Social Security. New Hampshire could do much better if it were taking care of its own Social Security program because its residents pay much more in Social Security taxes than receive back in benefits. That's because their residents moved to Florida and afterwards. So the Free State Project is also contribute to market-preserving federalism and is beneficial working in other ways. Once New Hampshire moves dramatically in a free market direction, we're going to continue to attract individuals and businesses from other states.
So true.
And other states that are going to have to reform their own laws in order to avoid losing their tax base to our state. These are true.
Add some much needed competition into the realm of people moving between the states.
Yep. I have no interest in New Hampshire starting its own Social Security system, but I understand what he's talking
about. His next quote I vehemently disagree with.
Yep. After the Free Staters take over, Mr. Sorens expounds on how he would control who moves into the state in the future.
This is insane.
I am open, and I'm glad that they leave.
I would like to see him recant this statement personally.
I am open to the suggestion that immigration laws against non-libertarians are justifiable in a libertarian society that still has a majority rules government. The reason is that non-libertarians would immediately begin violating people's rights by voting for government programs. Keeping them from establishing residence would be a kind of self-defense. Third, and perhaps the most viable solution, we can implement tight and explicit constitutional rules that prevent majorities from bringing back bad laws.
1-800-259-9231, the whole majorities and laws thing, that's fine, but the idea of restricting immigration in a so-called libertarian state seems a little counterintuitive. Anyway, we can come back with more of this and take your calls here in moments. 800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we continue here, and by the way, if you want to support the show, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations across the country as we possibly can. And by the way, just announced that we are now back on FM here in Keene, New Hampshire on Saturday nights, which is great news. They had taken the FM station off the air for a little while and put classic rock on there, and now talk is back. So we've regained our FM affiliate in Keene, which is always nice. And, of course, more new affiliates are coming, and we look forward to announcing those in the upcoming weeks here. Of course, we're going to the Talkers Magazine and Media Seminar in less than a month at this point, and our amplifiers are paying to send us there to schmooze with the industry bigwigs and get Free Talk Live out there. We're also sponsoring the name tag, so everybody walking around. This is big for Free Talk Live. Everybody walking around at the new media seminar, which is usually a crowd of 600 right. people over the weekend.
When Sean Hannity shows up, he's going to have Free Talk Live on
his chest. Yeah, that's right. Unless he takes the tag off. They might let Sean Hannity walk him. Around without, yeah. So that'll be fun. So we're doing that, and it's all possible because of amplifiers like you. Or if you're not an amplifier, you could become one. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for as little as $3 a month to get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Mark, we're going to come back to this list of 10 ways to essentially dismember the Free State Project. Right. By a couple of local yokels who have moved into New Hampshire from New York, and you know it's okay for them to take over the state government and implement big government.
Matter of fact, they've tried.
Right, but when the liberty loving people come to New Hampshire, then it's a big problem. So we're going to get to their list of 10 things here, probably after the radio show is over. We're going to continue on. We've got an interview coming up immediately after the show. So if you're listening to the live streams at freetalklive.com, you will be able to hear that. Also, if you pick up the podcast later on tonight, you'll be able to hear it as well.
You can find out all about this new advertiser we've got, Elekees.
Excellent. So we'll get to that. All of that's coming up right after the radio show ends. So if you're on the stream, stay on board. All right. So in the meantime, we go to your phone calls. Rich is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Well, hello, gang. It's good to talk with you again.
What's on your mind tonight, Rich?
Well, I would like to address the issue about ignorance of the law.
Yes, sir.
No excuse. That saying.
By all means.
Yeah, I just found out today where that came from.
Mm.
And now, to understand, first of all, there are two different kinds of crimes. There's mala and se, which is basically crimes in and of themselves, murder, rape, where there's actually a victim, right?
Yeah, crimes where, and nobody could deny, it's a crime.
Right. And then there's mala prohibita, which basically means it's a crime because it's, well, because the state says so, because it's prohibited.
Right. There is no victim. It's just that we wrote this down and now it's illegal.
Right. So it turns out that when we say ignorance of the law is no excuse, that is a paraphrase of something that was said by a British legal scholar named Blackstone.
Hmm.
And basically what he said, now here, this is a translation of what he said, which was in Latin. Ignorance of the law, which everyone is bound to know, excuses no man. Well, it turns out that when he said that, he was referring to mala and se crimes. That is to say, rape, murder, robbery, fraud, etc.
Yes, I've heard this before.
But yeah, I understand, but do you hear people using this ignorance of the law is no excuse? I mean, I've heard of it on television, but I've never heard anyone say to me ignorance of the law is no excuse. As a matter of fact, I've talked to cops, and cops know that they don't know all the laws. How in the world could I?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I remember my mom saying that, and it was just, it's something that's parroted. I know you've got one ad on your show that we can hear on the net, and that's mentioned a lot. The ignorance of the law is no excuse, the judge will say, if you say, I didn't know the law.
Yep.
I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
I can't think of any specific examples, but I know I've heard it all throughout, this society. It's
I've
common.
Heard it plenty on television, and people say it and that kind of thing, but I've never heard anyone say to another person in sort of the way it would apply, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
You don't think a judge would say, would utter something like that in his
courtroom? They may very well. It may be that they never have to because we've been indoctrinated with this through television and all this other stuff.
But you're right, Rich. I've heard that before. I just didn't know. I didn't know who it was attributed to. The idea being that, as you say, mala in se or natural law, that there should be no excuse for ignoring the natural law that in every man and woman should know just by virtue of being a human being seeking their next breath, that doing harm to another person or their property is inherently something that's wrong. There is no reason for being for anybody to be ignorant of that. That's essentially what he was saying, right?
That is correct. And
so it's been perverted. I mean, since then, that whole concept has been perverted to, well, ignorance of all of these insane government rules and strictures and arbitrary laws is no excuse. Of course there's an excuse. There's no way anybody could be of knowledge of those things. There are too many of them to know about. And as Mark said, you can even get the government guys to admit they don't even know their own laws. Heck, most of them don't even know what their own constitution says, and that's supposed to be the highest law of the land.
Right on the stand with it.
Yep.
Right.
Great call tonight, Rich. Anything else on your mind?
Just one last thing. I happened to learn this from a book that I just read today. I read it in pretty much one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
It's called You and the Police.
Oh, yeah. Boston Tea Party.
That's right.
I actually read that book a long time ago. It was probably one of the first Liberty books I ever read. It's a fine book. Has he done an update on that, or is it still like a 1996 edition?
What I'm looking at is a new edition. It mentions a law that was passed in 2004.
Okay.
Let me see here. That's
a hell of a lot newer. That's a hell of a lot newer than my version, and it was great back then, so I'm sure it's even better now. I highly recommend that particular book, and I thank you, Rich, for the call. Hey, Rich, if you're still there, I'm sorry. Are you still there? Are you coming out to Porkfest this year?
I sure hope so.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you out there. I know we saw you at Social Sundays this weekend, and good seeing you again. Thank you for the call tonight, Rich. By the way, Pork Fest. If you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival this June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. You can join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And by the way, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So come on out, meet us, and meet, more importantly, the hundreds of liberty-loving people, many of them who have already moved here to New Hampshire and gotten
It's really great. I mean, it's really, really
fun.
A good time.
It's fun. It's a blast. I mean, if you enjoy being outdoors in kind of a camping-style atmosphere with a lot of fun, liberty-loving people.
They have hotel rooms. They have cabins. You don't need...
Do they have cabins there?
It's just a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Actually, we've never been to Rogers. It's at a new campground this year. Actually, it's an old campground. Originally, they'd held it at this place called Rogers, which is in the northern section of New Hampshire. They then moved it to a place called Gunstock, more southern level of New Hampshire, and turned out Gunstock was like a government-owned park. Hmm. And so there were all kinds of rules there that did not make it as good of an event. But we had a lot of fun at the two Gunstock events we went to, Mark. It was a good time, no doubt, at both, simply because of the company you were with. So even though they came into the fun tent and told everybody to keep it down one of the nights, and that was really annoying, the Gunstock security people, there was so much, I guess, outcry about going back to Gunstock from the Free Staters that they decided to move it back to Rogers. So it's more out of the way. It's going to be a little bit more of a drive for people, but it's going to be a much more private location as far as all of the camping area is going to all be together, whereas everybody had to walk quite a ways when they were at Gunstock, and they're not going to be all these insane government strictures and rules on what we can and can't do. So it should be, I think it should be an even better event this year than it has in years past. Let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi guys, how you doing?
Don, what's on your mind tonight?
Long time no speak to.
Yeah.
Anyways, about that poor gal with her car.
Yes,
once it's registered, which I already, we already discussed that way back when, you're pretty much shafted. You signed the contract.
Well, you were under duress, as far as registration of a car. What you're saying is that when you register the car, you're begging for permission from the government to operate the car under their rules, and then you're agreeing to whatever their rules are. You're handing over your title your certificate of origin to them, and they're making it their car, and they're allowing you to use it. And I think that what you've said on those points is all well and good. Of course, you didn't actually come into a contractual agreement with those folks. Any contract that you signed with them is, in my opinion, null and void because you weren't apprised of all the terms, and it was you were under duress when you signed it.
Oh, I wasn't under duress. It says at least in Pennsylvania, it says of your own free will you're doing it.
It's under your own free will if you want to drive around and have a life. Don, I wish we had more time. Call us tomorrow night. We can talk further about this. We are out of time for the radio side of things here. We're going to do an extended internet-only edition, so if you're online at freetalklive.com, listen there.
Or get online there.
Or get on there, and we'll continue here in moments. And for those of you in the radio land, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.